The Gemara starts on Chesam Ebeis on the bottom line. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Who is this Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar was an Amar. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. I remember many years ago, a Wisma from MTJ asked me Akasha. We were learning together in the summertime. The Gemara in Yevamos talks about the din of Zayin Asur Elakayin. What's the definition of a Zayin? So the Gemara says, definition, different Tanoim, different opinions in Tanoim. The accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is only if the woman is nivel or the pasul of psal. That's the pasul in Chumash. Ubas ish koin kisir li ish zar. Hi b'chumas ha-kadoshim lo soichon. So the simple translation of the pasul gives Ubas koin. If she marries a non-koin, she marries a lady or Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma temporarily calls man that she's married to the koin. If the husband dies, is there a ein-lo? She has no children. No descendants from that kohen, from the non kohen, then he betrumas hakadosh. Then v'chazra peis avir b'nirah v'lechem avir teicha. Then she's allowed to eat again trum. That's the pashup shat in the pasuk. Bas kohen kisili yizar. If a kohen is married to a non kohen, so temporarily you say ish de kegufay. That just like the husband is not a kohen, the wife is considered as if she's also not a kohen temporarily. Because man she's married to him, she's not allowed to eat trum. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on that pasuk. Torah Shabbat has an additional level of interpretation. Ubaska and Kisili Ishzar, if she's nivola to pasul, she's nivola to a goy, or she's nivola to a cholom, mamza, evit, knaini. So these people nivola to pasul. So included in nivola to pasul is if the woman, the Gemara has over here, if she's an ishus koyin, the husband says pesach pasuk matzasi, and she's married to a koyin. He doesn't know whether tachtov or ain't a tachtov. He just knows pesel pasuach. But if it was tachtov, then it does make a difference whether v'oinus or beratzon, because even though an eishes Yisrael is only asur labayla if she's mezana beratzon, but an eishes kain is asur labayla even if she's nensa. That's also based on the same pasuk. V'basan kisili ishzar kisiyah means nivel ol apostolo. One kind of nivel ol apostolo is if the man with whom she had the bia is Akum Eved Cholol Mamzer, Nosin, okay. Or another kind of Nivola L'Pasala, and she's Nivola to one of the Arayas. She's an Eshes Ish, and she's Nivola to somebody other than her husband. That's also a Nivola L'Pasala Psala. So she becomes a Zayna Asura L'Kayin. She doesn't lose a Ksuba, Tosis points it out. She was Nensa, an Eshes Kansha Nensa. She's Asura L'Baila, she doesn't lose a Ksuba, she didn't do anything wrong. They attacked her, the man attacked her. She's entitled to collect the ksuba, but the husband has to divorce her because she's considered a zayin. So that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Rambam shita. Then the Beis Shmuel says that maybe we should be choshish for the other rishonim who pass like the other tanam. This is in the middle of Perik, the end of Perik Habal Yevimtai, when the Mishnah says ezehi zayinah hamura b'torah. Who's a zayin? Who's asur lekar? Another tana adds on. What if she's a zayin kipshuta? The woman is a prostitute. She's very Orthodox. She's only mezana with Jewish boys, with yeshiva guys. They have a mezana with a goya, cholol, mamzer, chalila. They're all Jewish. She's not nivel on the pasulah in that sense. The person didn't have a chaloshim psul on him. But every week she's with someone else. So one time is of the opinion that zayni kipshuta, every week she has a different boyfriend. So the Beis Shmuel recommends that one should be choshish for that opinion, even though the Shulchan Aruch only quotes the Rambam, doesn't quote any other days. Because a whole group of Rishonim, the Smag and the Smak, and all group of Rishonim passed like that Tana. Then there's the third Tana, Rablazer says, Pan habal apnuya shalosh mishus asozad. If a girl ever had a single girl had an affair with a single boy, even once, she's considered a Zaynim. So the Gemara Yavam is the way we have the Girsa. Some want to say that maybe there's something wrong with the Girsa, but the way it's printed in all the editions of the Gemara, it says, Leis the chosh lahod Rav Leizer. We don't pass like Rav Leizer. Pan habor al apnuya. Shlo le shemishus aso zaynim. So this chavrus of mine in the summertime is bothered by the kashin. It's Stira and Rav Lazar. Rav Lazar says over here, the Gemara says, Pesach pasoch matzasi. Nemado oisro alov. And the Gemara says, what's the case? So the Gemara says, if it's a Eishes Koyin, that's only one Safik. Safik Tachtov, Safik Ein Tachtov. Because if it was Tachtov, if Nivol or Tachtov, then it wouldn't make a difference whether Ba'oinus or Berotzen, because the Eishes Kohen Shenensa is a Zayin Asur Labailu. But it's only one Safik, Tachtov Ein Tachtov. So this Rabbi asked the kasha, but even if it's ain't a tachtav, it's pana habol of nur shalol l'shem mishnas haso azayna. So he said, "Vaytar asu el baila." So I gave him a wide teretz. That's a tana, Rebbe Lezer, and this is an amora Rebbe Lezer. These are two different people. He thought I was pulling something over on him. They're two different people. This is an amora, and the same. It's not even the same name. This is Rebbe Lezer, not Rebbe Eliezer. It's a different tana. Rebbe Lezer ben Hurkin is Tam Rebbe Lezer. It's a different person. It's not the same person. So here, there's always an issue. There's always a problem. They didn't have email in the days of the Gemara. So when they quote Rebbe Lezer, they're relying on a Talmud who went from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, and he told them all about Pet what Rebbe Lezer said. So it's always a question, is it accurate what they told him over? So the Gemara here has a stira. How can it be? Is that really what Rebbe Lezer said? There's a stira. Lezer said another memra. What was the second memra of Rebbe Lezer? Amar Rebbe Lezer, ancient and Saras Abayla, Aliske Kine Stira. And here there was no Kine Stira. Here just the husband says on his own, Pesach Pasuch Mesosi, and the other statement of Rebbe Lezer seems to contradict this. So the Gemara says, Vitisbro, does the other statement of Rebbe Lezer make any sense? It's nonsense. The other statement must be Mishabeshta, must be wrong. The Gemara says, I know, it does make sense. Not Ukim Su Shahoya, Ummi Maisu Shahoya, does make sense. So then the Gemara says, so now you have a kasha. Gemara says, what? Craig the Gemara, okay, Mikoma Kam Kasha, now that you made sense, now that you knock sense into the second statement of Rebbe Lezer, you're not going to say that they just said it over incorrectly. So the both statements of Rebbe Lezer contradict each other. Mikoma Kam Kasha. So the Gemara comes out, no, that the second statement we said over wrong. There's no contradiction at all. The second statement of Rebbe Lezer, the whole last part of this statement, Enisha Neseres Al Baila Be'ed Echod El Alach Hakinu Estira. We said yesterday there are three cases where Eid Echod is Nemo, where it should have been, you should have required two Eidim. It's really a Dovish of the Erva to declare that a woman is a Zayna Asur Al Baila, Soita Vada, is a Zayna Asur Al Soita Asur Al Baila. That's the original pasuk. How do you know that Dovah should be Erev on each Shnei Eidim? Because it says in the Chumash, a man divorces his wife. Why? Ki Motza Bo Erev Az Dovah. He discovered that she was Mizana Tachtav. How did he discover Ki Motza Bo Erev Az Dovah? Mar says, Dovah Dovah Mi Mamin. By Mamin it says, by the Foshas it says, Al Pishnei Eidim Al Pishlosha Eidim Yumas Ameis. And the other pasuk says, Al Pishnei Eidim Al Pishlosha Eidim Yachm Dovah. Mar says, Yumas Ameis goes on the Foshas, Yachm Dovah goes on Maminus. So the word Dover appears over there in the context of Shnei Eidim. Al Bishnei Eidim, Al Bishlosh Eidim, Al Dover. And here it says, Kimotza Bo Erev Az Dover. The husband discovers that his wife was Mazana. How did he discover? Al Bishnei Eidim. So you see that a Dover should be ever needs to Eidim. So this is an exception to the rule. Lacha Kini Yastire, Eid Echot is Nemo to say that Zinsa during that stir. Because Raglaim La Dover in the Gemara says, Shariglaim La, Shaharikini La Benistero. That's one exception. We said the other two exceptions, the Gemara says, Yivamas and Saita. Other exception is Meis Baila, the Mikradin Daraisa Api Pashtus. Meis Baila needs two Eidim to say that the woman is no longer an Eshusish, and it's only made the Rabbanan that Eid Echod is Nema. So that's called Mokim Sheminatar Eid Echod. When it should have required Shnei, a special deal. And the third case is a Din Daraisa also by Egla Rufo. The Pasuk says, you only bring an Egla Rufo, Lo No Damiko. You don't know who murdered the person. What if an Eid Echod comes and he says, I saw the murder. So Eid Echod is not sufficient because you're talking about a case of Dina Nefashis over there. The Rambam explains in Mor in the Bukhim, the whole purpose of the mitzvah of Egla Rufa is not that you should make a big tumult about the murder and it should be publicized and more witnesses should step forward and give the police more information. Maybe they'll be able to catch the murderer. So if you want to catch the murderer, you need two Eidim. So what does it help Lo Noda Miyikor if you have an Eid Echod? So the Gemara says that's an exception to the rule. Should it be quite Shnei Eidim? And it's a Mokim Shemino Torah Eid Echod. So from the three cases that the Gemara calls Mokim Shemino Torah Eid Echod, when you should have required two Eidim, two of them are on the level of the Raisa. Lachakini Estira Eid Echod is Nemen Min HaTorah. That's based on a drosha from a Pasuk, Rashi called Eid Eim Bo. And the other one by Urisi Ahorig, that's a Din Deraisa. And by Meis Baila, it's a Din Midrabon. The Gemara has special status. These three cases where Eid Echod is Nemon, is neman kishnayim, because mikra din you really do need shnayim. So the Gemara says, come look, shemini tered echad, arei ken shnayim, etc. And you have a whole nafkamina ledin on it. So it comes out lamaskona, after the Gemara makes sense out of the second statement of Rav Lazar, it comes out that the second half of the statement is not correct. It has nothing to do with Maisa Shoyim. The Gemara says, Elo, what's the pshat? Alochi kamar. The 8 lines in the Alochi kamar. Einish and etzeres halbala be'ed echod, Elo bishnei edim. The kini estir, I feel the be'ed echod. It has nothing to do with Maisa Shoyim. Nothing to do with the Maisa Shoyim, with David, with Uriah, with Bathsheba. So that part of the statement was not correct. What they said over, someone came, a Talmud Torah, came from Eretz Yisrael, said over in Chutzlo, said over in Bobo, what Rav Lozer said, Einish and Eseres HaBayla the Bikini Astira, Kemaisa Shoy, you have to strike it out. That's not correct. What he meant to say was, Einish and Eseres HaBayla Be'ed Echod, Elo La'achar Kini Astira. That's a special din, Eid Echod is them. So Tosfos had here, we already discussed a little bit, the Tosfos. Tosfos Dimamasko, the Ibo Yisema. The Gemara says if you have this katsha pchusim ibashal shana v'yamecho, then you only have, and the husband has nisuin years later, and then he says pesach posoch matzasi. So there's only one suffix. There aren't two suffix. Only a suffix. Oynis suffix beratzin. He can't say suffix ain't a tachtav. He was mekadosha before she was 3 years old. So b'suleo chayzrim. So the fact that he says now, the husband says now years later, at Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, obviously it was tachtav. So the only single suffix is whether be'oinus or beratz. And if she married a kohen, then it doesn't make a difference be'oinus or beratz. And if it's tachtav, if she was mezana beratz, then she's a soita. If she was nensa tachtav, then it's a zayna asura l'kohen. So the only suffix you have by the niskatcha l'kohen is going to be one suffix whether tachtav or ain't a tachtav. That was the gemara. So Tosfos had the famous kach. Why do you say in this kach of prusim in Bashar Lashonim Yemechud is only chak sofik? It's also a svek sveke. Maybe be'oinus, maybe berotzen. And even if berotzen, maybe she was a ketana. Now Halacha says pita ketana oinus. So Tosfos came up with their answer, shem oinus chadu. That's not valid for a svek sveke. So on this Tosfos kasha, you look in the Avnei Nezer, as Chuvas on Chavik Ebenezer, at the end of the Chuvas on Ebenezer, he has Chidush Torah a little bit daf al daf on Yeromas on Ksubas Oris. He has on this daf. He has a very fascinating suggestion to answer Tosfos kasha. There is a din that Adam, by way of background, is a din above a kamba. Adam would liyomim bein mishoygig bein memezid bein miyonis bein miroz. Adam amazik is chayv even mishoygig. Yeah, that's a mishnah at the end of the second parak in above a kamba. Adam would liyomim bein mishoygig bein memezid. Bein be'oynes, bein be'rotzen. Yeah. You take it really literally. Bein be'oynes. Adam amazik be'oynes is also chayv. The Mishnah is chav bobam at Aleph and bobakam on the bottom, towards the bottom of the daf. Adam amazik bein be'oynes, bein be'rotzen. Taka bein be'oynes, bein be'rotzen is also chayv. So there's a famous Tosfos in Perek HaMiniyach, the beginning of the third Perek. That's the end of the second Perek. A daf later on, that's on chav bobam at Aleph, the Mishnah. Then the Tosfos on chav zainam and beis. Tosfos proves from many various Gemaras that Adam Amazik Ba'inus Gomer is Potter. When it says, when some have the Girsa in the Mishnah, there are two Girsas in the Mishnah, where it really says, Bein Be'yonis, Bein Be'rotzen. The Mishnah says, Adam Odom, Bein Meshekik, Bein Memezit, Bein Er, Bein Yoshin. Then on the side of the Gemara, they tell you, look in a different Mesichtis in Sanhedrin, the Girsa is Bein Be'yonis, Bein Be'rotzen. And Tosfos in Sabra, other places, quotes it like that. So the question is it really so? Adam Amazik Ba'inus Gomer is Chai. So Tosfos brings Raya's that Ba'inus is really Ba'inus Yapot. Fine. One of the Raya's of Tosfos is Gemara towards the end of Bava Kama. But the Gemara says, a man was a Shoichet. Years ago, in the United States of America, I remember as a child, it was during my lifetime. I remember this. You would buy a live chicken, you would bring it to the shechet. The shechet was shechted, and then you take it home. You wouldn't buy a packaged chicken in the store that's vacuum packed in the freezer and so on. You bring the chicken to the shechet. So they brought the Gemara has, in the days of the Gemara, that was the practice. Someone had a live chicken, they brought it to the shechet, he was shechted. So you tell the shechet, please shecht it for me, you're going to pay him some money to do the shechita. What if he makes an avela? He didn't do the shechita properly, the chomishul cheshechita. Shia drasa chalot agrama vika. So if he shechts in an improper fashion, it's neveli, he's not allowed to eat it. So he's an otam amazik. He killed my chicken, like he shoots the chicken, or he chokes it to death. So even if he uses a knife, but he didn't do the job properly, it's otam amazik. What if the guy's mamish a mumche? Sometimes you go to a doctor, the world's biggest specialist, and he does a bad job, but he's world famous. He's a mumchan. So the Gemara assumes that if it's ba'in is gomer, he's really potter. So I was the sheikhet, I shechted your chicken, and I say, oh, I'm sorry, I made it an avela. So you say, you want me to pay you, I killed your live chicken. I say, but I'm the world's biggest expert on shechting chickens. So I don't have to pay. It's out of my mazik, ba'in is gomer. And you say, you know that I'm a good sheikhet, that's why you brought it to me. You never heard that, I won 5 years in a row. I won the last 5 years, I won the world prize for being the best sheikhet in the world. So the Gemara says, I see right the mumchus l'tana goyle, bring the documents, bring the evidence that you won the world's award for being the best sheikhet on chickens, and then you'll be put. So the Avnei Nezer poses a question, why is the burden of proof on the sheikhet? It's a suffix. He says he's the world's best expert, the world's biggest expert on shechting chickens. And the other guy doesn't know. So he should say, suffix mamana lakula, moitzi machaver olivar. Maybe he is the world's biggest expert. He brought the chicken to me thinking that I know how to shecht properly. Everybody else brings the chickens. It hardly ever happens. So why is the burden? Gemara says, Isis Raya, the mumchus, l'tana gailam, bring a raya that you're such a great expert, and then we will declare that it's Einas Gomer, Adam Amasig is pot. So why is the burden of proof on the sheikhet? He's the muchzik on the money. So he should say, Hamoitz machaber alef harayshi, he should be pot. So the Avnei Nezer says, you see from that Gemara, Ayisoid, that Einas Rachmana Patre is a psaptur min achutz. If a person does, let's say, an eshishish shezinsa, is chayv misa. But if she was a lanara lasasadora, em lanara chayt mavis, kikashi akamish, ariyav tzachanesh, kayin adora zed. The man attacked the girl. So what he wanted to do is Ainus Rahmana Patri. So that's a hafkor, that's a ptur. Ainus Rahmana Patri is a ptur in kala tarkul, ptur from malkas, ptur from misa, ptur from nizikin, whatever it's Ainus. We consider it as if you didn't do the activity, as if you didn't do the action. It happened by itself. You didn't do it because you slipped. It was Einas Gomer. So he says, you see from the Gemara, that's never considered a suffix. Maybe it was Bainus, maybe not Bainus. That's a special hafkor. So it doesn't help that you're Mukhsak. We always assume that it wasn't an Einas unless you have evidence that there was an Einas. That's what you see from that Gemara in the end of Baba Kama. That's one of the Gemaras that big Tosis of Zainam and Beis in Baba Kama. Tosis brings a lot of rice from the Gemaras. Oh, the Mamazik, Bainas Gomer is Potter. Where is that? On Daf Tzadik Tes, on the Beis in Baba Kama. The Kamon Daf Tzadik Tes. Tabachom Shikilkel. So the Gemara says, Isis Raya, the Mumchus, Latana Gailim, and you will be Potter. So the Avnei Nezer asked the Kasha, how can our Gemara say that if the man was Mekadish the Isha, Rav Loza says, Shavinav Shechaticha the Isha, Rav Loza the Amor, he said, a man comes and he says, Pesach Pesach Matzosi, and he was Mekadish the girl, Pchusim Ibar Shalashani Mimecho, so he can't say that she was Zinza Eina Tachta, for sure it's Tachta, the only toss up is, the only suffix is, was it Boinus, was it Beros? Why do you consider that a Sufik Boinus, Sufik Barotzen? Boinus, that's a half-core. So if Kozman, you don't have a Rai, you don't have a Yediyah Vadoz, that is Boinus. You assume that it was not Boinus. It's Becheskos, it wasn't Boinus. You only apply that half-core if you have a Hechocha. So why does the Gemara say that that's called a Sufik? Why should it be considered a Sufik given to be Mitzarf to a Sfek Sfeke? By a regular Eshes Yisrael, if is Kachem, why is that a Sufik Boinus, Sufik Barotzen? In order to say Boinus, you have to have a Rai Brewer that it was Boinus. So the Avnei Nezer suggests that an Eishes Isha Nensa is Materis Lebaila, is not based on that Pasuk V'lanara L'sasadam, it's not based on the Ptur of Kol HaTarakula, that whenever a person is Boinus, it's as if it happened by itself. It's based on a Pasuk Meyuchad, by Parsha Soita, it says Vehilo Nisposa Asura Nisposa Muteris. It's a separate pasuk over here. So the pasuk says, let's say a person eats chaza ba'inus. Someone takes chaza and he shoves it down my throat. So I don't get malchus. Someone made me pull the trigger. He put a gun in my hand, he put my finger on the trigger, and he moves my hand. So it was ba'inus. I didn't do anything over there. So that's based on that general p'tur of kolot harukula v'lanar v'lasasa dova. If eishas ishas nensa tachas bailo, it's a pasik miyuchon in parsha soita. It's not based on the p'tur of kolot harukula. Based on the definition of soita. See, the definition of eating chazer is not if a person eats chazer out of his own free will. A person eats chazer, he did an aveir. If he was ba'inus, he's ba'inus. Ainus rachman of patra, it's a general p'tur. You don't say, Adam amazik is chayiv only if... Only if he did it on his own. Masik is chayiv, period. If it's by his gomer, then it's a hafkor. Then it's a ptur from kol tarkul. It's hafkor. He didn't do the ma'isa. But over here, by yishis yishis inso, that's part of the definition of the issa. That's how it says in the chumash. V'hila on his pasa asura, on his pasa mataris. That's how the Gemara understands the pasha pshat and the pasuk. So here, because this is part of the definition of the issa of saita labayla, only v'hila on his pasa, that's why the Gemara considers it a safek. Safik b'yoynes, safik b'rotz. But what the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph, what it says, quote, Pita Ktana Einesu. Why is Pita Ktana Einesu? She wasn't this pasa. It's not a hilon pasa. The answer is no. Aktana, Allah Bazdas. Whatever they do doesn't count. That's like the p'tur of the Lanara L'Sasa Dover. So that p'tur of the Lanara L'Sasa Dover, that's the Hafkor. That's the p'tur from Kala Tarakula. So that's not even considered a suffix that maybe it happened, unless you have a yediyah v'hadas, unless you have a biru. That's David and Ezer's teretz on Tosis Kash. Tosis gave a different teretz, Shema, and it's chadhu. Because Tosis entertained the possibility, maybe it's, the Gemara says, maybe b'oynes, maybe b'rotzen, and that Tosis said, even b'rotzen, maybe it was pita k'tana oynes, maybe b'kapnus. So David and Ezer says, no. The Gemara entertains as a suffix. Maybe be honest, maybe be rotzen, because the pasuk defines the definition of the issa soita labayla is v'hilo nispasa. So we don't know whether nispasa was a l'nispasa, but to say maybe she was a ktana is l'nispasa. She agreed on her own. It was pita ktana. Pita ktana oynesu, that's from the din of kol ha-tarakula, that amnara l'sasa do, but that's never even considered a suffix unless you know for sure that that's what happened. An einfach, he was a genius. You have there other Gemaras like this. There's a Gemara you may remember. Bala Vima is a quirk of a din in Parsha Shoyl. The Shoyl is Chai Biyonsen, but it's Bala Vima, then the Shoyl is not Chai Biyonsen. What about Shema Sochar? It's not Chai Biyonsen. Shema Sochar is only Chai in Gneva Vaveda, Pshia Gneva Vaveda. So for Gneva Vaveda with Bala Vima, also Potter. What if it's a Pshia? Let's say Pshia Bevailim. Bolavima by Pshia. So that's a machloikis enigma. So we paskin that the Bolavima patas even by Pshia. So the Gemara has in Perek HaShoyel towards the end of Bava Metzia, the Gemara has certain cases that is Sufik, whether it's considered Bolavima. So how do you paskin in the case of Sufik? So you paskin Amoy Tzam Chaber, Olof HaRayah, whenever there's a Sufik Mamon, you say the Mukhsa keeps the money, Sufik Mamon Olokulam. So the Rambam has a queer psak. The Rambam writes, by the cases that a Sofik Bolavimoi, he says, if he was Pashea, then he has to pay. Even though Pshia Bebailim is Pata. And if it was Gnei Vaveda or Onsin, then he's Pata. Why, if it's Pshia, why does he have to pay? Why does he have to pay? So the Magen Mishnah on that Rambam explains, because Bola Vima is a psa hafkor. Nikradin of Pashia Hashem, who's Pasha, is chayiv to pay. Bola Vima is a hafkor. So whenever you have a suffix, whether it was Bola Vima, it's becheskas that it wasn't Bola Vima. You have to prove that it was Bola Vima. Like Onis Rachman of Patre. Kozman, you don't, I say right, the mumchas letanigodim, Kozman, you don't have a hachoche, that you are the world's greatest expert, you can't taina. I was a mumcha, and therefore I should be potter. And maybe he's telling the truth, maybe not. So it's a suffix if he's chayv. It's not a suffix if he's potter, unless you have a yediyah b'adois that it was a oynes rachman of patra. So the same by bolavima by pshia, bolavima by gnei v'aveda by yonsin, the chiyuv doesn't get off the ground. Hasheni came balavima by pshia, that's a hafkor. So hafkor only applies if you know bevadai that it applies. But if it's a safik balavima, then the Magid Mishnah explains that's what the Rama holds. Safik balavima, but not pata from pshia. We're only pata from neg vavei denons.
Similar to any
Adem Praticha, right? We assume that it's Becheskes Chiv, right? Because it's a poiter, so it's like any Adem Praticha, exactly. That's what the Magid Mishnah learns. So this is the Sharfa Teretz of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says there isn't really a Hechrech to say what Tosfos said. Shemoin is Chadu. It could be it's a different Teretz on the Kasha. That Sofik, whether it was Pita Ktano Enesu, that's based on the Pasuk of Lanar Lasasadov. The Hafkod, the Ptur of Lanar Lasasadov, that universal Pasuk, that only applies if it's Bevada, it was the case. Just to raise possibilities, maybe it was Bainus, he'd ever raise such a possibility. Mar just said, Sofik Bainus, Sofik Baratzain, that's real Bainus, because that says in the Parsha of Saita, the Hilon is Pasuk. That's part of the definition of the Issa. It's not based on the universal din of Kolot Arkula, that Oinus Rachmanah Pacha. It's based on the local halacha over here. So you gotta go through Shas to see how many other cases you have like this.
But the reason isn't
okay, that's for the Avera. But for Issa Labailo, it's not because of La Nara La Sasa Dova.
According to Ebenezer, you have a funny situation where a Rose is Nus, and she can't prove it's an Onus, so she could make her Nim Hayamisa, but still Mutaris Labailo.
Okay, could be. Look, in order to give Misa, the Rabban HaChumash points out that the Pesukim are very difficult. The Pasuk says, Imbo ir mitzah. So why didn't she scream? So the fact that no one from the neighborhood heard a scream is a right that it was bemezed. Imbasad mitzah, we assume Mr. Mitzaka Naira, Vein Moshiolo, so therefore we assume that it was bainus. So Rabban says, what do you mean you assume bainus? You assume it was not bainus. Did they give Hasra? You have to have Edom, you have to have Asra, the Asra has to be Tuch, the Dibut, the Avera. The Edom will know whether Tzak on Naira or Tzak on Naira. The Ramban says the whole Pasuk in Chumash is Labdavka. It really means, is it the Mezid yet? We assume like that, Ramban. The Pasuk in Chumash is very not Meduyak. There isn't a difference Halpidim between Basode and Ba'ir. The difference is, was it with Edom or Hasra that it's been Mezid, or was it Balei Edom or Hasra? Balei Edom or Li Hasra, so it's B'shoike. Okay. Yeah. So we crossed out the second half of the second member of Rabbi Loza. Second half of the member was Ein Ish and Saras Abayla Liski Kinyan Stira Uke Maisu Shahoya or Mi Maisu Shahoya, whatever. Now we crossed it out. Both readings, not Ke Maisu Shahoya, not Mi Maisu Shahoya, a different word. Ein Ish and Saras Beit Echod Elo Lacha Kinyan Stira. It's a different word that has nothing at all to do, nothing whatsoever to do with the Maisu Shahoya. So, but then the Gemara says, raises the question, but what's Taka? Forget, okay. Rabbi Loza never said Maaser Shoya. Cross it out. The guy, the Talmud who came from Eretzot to Babel, said it over incorrectly. What's Taka with the Maaser Shoya? Dovan HaMelech knows that he had an affair with the girl. She was married to Uriah Achiti. So Dovan HaMelech was a tzaddik. So how does he live with the girl? How does he continue to live with the girl? So Tosfos explains in the Gemara, there was at one point in the Gemara, there was a Havamina. You should say that you need Eidus L'kim Adava by Yeshus Ish Zinsa. That was a Havamina that the Gemara had. That how can the first member of Rabbi Loza say, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, is Shavi Anaf Shechatichet Yisur, she's Asura Olav, but there were no Eidim at the time that the woman was Mizanet. That's what they thought. Enish and Nesaris Al-Baila, El Aliski Kinistir means that you need Eidus L'kim Adava B'Shaznus. Then the Gemara backs out. There is no such thing. You don't need Eidus L'kim Adav B'Shaznus. The Havamina was that you do. Where do you need Eidus L'kim Adav? So the Gemara has it. By Kiddushin, you need Eidus L'kim Adav. This is in Gittin, Dabdala, and Aleph. The Gemara is by Kiddushin, Dab Samachay, that you need Eidus L'kim Adav, or by Kiddushin, that it should be Chav. If you Mekadish Beino, the Beino, and no Eidim, Kiddushin is not Chav. Then Tosfos in Gittin, Dabdala, and Aleph, has a famous Tosfos, Amra Ben Atam. Everybody agrees that you need Eidim Asira. Even Rav Meir says Eidich Hasim Akarsi also agrees you have to have Eidim Masira because Ein Lecha Dov Shabiyav Pachos Mishnai. When you give the get, of course you need Eidus L'kim Adov. Other Rishonim don't agree with that, Rabbi Natam. Okay, so that's, we assume in Shulchan Aruch like that. You need Eidus L'kim Adov by Kiddushin, And you need this l'kiyam adaber, according to Rabbi Natan, you need this l'kiyam adaber by a get also. What about by chalitza? The nidaydis that came out by chalitza. So our practice is that we do. We have, when we do the chalitza, you have a bezin of five people. You have three nikredin and machlegis hatana, where the chalitza needs three or five. So the Gemara already in the days of the Gemara, they were machmer to have five, but they had three in one direction and two in a right angle to demonstrate there no suffering. Nikredin, the bezin of chalitza is sufficient for three, and mechoshish luchomer for the other time, so we have five for Pearson. You have five. You have five dayanim sitting, and then you have two edim standing. That's the common practice. Why do you have two edim standing? Because edus always has to be by midah. Edim always have to be by midah. That's where the Kivegir in his Chubas makes fun of that. Edim have to be by midah. So how do you sign a ksuba? When you sign a ksuba, you're sitting down. What happened to the did edim have to be by midah? So he says, edim have to be by midah. If they give a hagodah, say this bifnei bezin, out of respect for the bezin. So the bezin should be sitting, and the Edom should be standing out of respect. When you sign a ksuba, when you sign a get, of course you sit. Your handwriting is going to be sloppy if you're going to stand. You're going to sign your name when you're standing. And there's no halacha there that Edom has to be Bamida. Edom have to be Bamida if they're giving Haggadah Seder's Bifnei Bezin. The ksuba you sign, it doesn't have to be Bifnei Bezin. The Gemara says you can sign a get Balayla. Chasma Balayla, Chasma Balayla. You can sign Balayla. There's no Bezin Balayla. You see that signing a star is a Kabbalah Seder's Shaloi Bifnei Bezin. So that's Rabbi Kivegir. He doesn't understand why the meaning is that you have the two Eidim Lekiyam Adover by the Chalitza standing. Well, they have to stand. Let the two members of the Bezin serve as the Eidim. Say, no, but the Bezin is sitting and the Eidim have to stand. The Eidim don't have to stand. Eidim by wedding have to stand. Eidim Lekiyam Adover. The Eidim can sit by the wedding. You only need Amida by Eidim if the Shah that they give the Haggadah Seder's Bifnei Bezin. Bezin should be by Yeshiva. The Eidim by Amida out of respect for the Bezin. But that's the common practice. Common practice is that you do that when you have Chalitza, you have Eidim Lekiyam Adover, and then you have the Eidim stand also. So that's really a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether you. The Mishlam Melech has a discussion about that. Whether do you really, Rab Chaim has a discussion, do you really need Eidus L'Kim Adover when you perform the Chalitza? Also, Machlokes, do you need Eidus L'Kim Adover when you do Yibum? And if a man is Mekadosh B'Bia, so the Kedusha Kesem Shtar B'Bia, all three, you need Eidus L'Kim Adover. When you're Mekadosh B'Bia, you don't invite the Eidim to come to the bedroom, but tell the Eidim, you stand outside. And I plan to be Mekadosh B'Bia. And the Gemara has a lashon, Hein Hein Eidi Yichud, Hein Hein Eidi Bia. The Eidim stand outside, and that's considered the Hagos Maimoni, the Tshuvas Maimoni. And in the end of every volume of the Rambam, they have Tshuvas Maimoni. Tshuvas Maimoni has nothing to do with the Rambam. Like the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the page has nothing to do with the Rambam. Hagos Maimoni tells you what Bali HaTosfos have to say about this. Like the Rambam never existed. So the Tshuvas Maimon at the end of every section are Tshuvas by the Maharam Rutenberg, by the Rashmi Shans, by Bali HaTosfos, has nothing, they never mention a word of the Rambam. They never heard of the Rambam. Has nothing to do with the Rambam. So there's a famous Tshuvas Maimon where he writes, by Kedusha Bia, why is that sufficient? Why is that Eidus L'Kim Adover? The Eidim are outside of the room, and the Chas and Kal are going to the room, they're going to do Kedusha Bia, but the Eidim don't know if they really did the Bia. Why do you have the right to say, Hein Eni Yichud, Hein Eni Bia? So he has a lashon on Masar HaKosav Elul HaChachamim. Torah left it up to the Chachamim and every generation to determine to what extent do you have to have Riyas HaMaisa. So Bekidush Adbiyah, it's not Tarach Eretz, they should be in the room. So he said there, it's sufficient if the Eidim will stand outside. But Bekidush Kesef, the Shaila that he discusses is, the Eidim are standing near the Chuppah, and they hear the Chassan say HaRet Mekadeshesli, and they hear the Rabbi say Mazel Tov, but they didn't see the giving of the ring. They saw he picked up the ring, and then later on, afterwards, they see the ring on the Kala's hand, but they didn't see him give it to the Kala, and they didn't hear, they heard him say, Hariyat Mekudeshes. They didn't know that it could be someone else gave a ring to the Kala, and he screamed out, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, and he put this ring back in his pocket, and someone else gave her a ring. How do you know what happened over there? So the Tshuvas Maimoni in the back, the Tshuvas Maharam Rutenberg writes, that by Kiddushi Kesev would be no good. We would require that the Eidi Kiddushin, Eidis L'Kim Adav, should see the actual Mesiris HaTabas. We only make up by Kiddushi Bia because Lamasar Kasvel HaChamim, and it doesn't make sense that they should require Mamish Eidim on the Maisa itself. So here, Taisus says the Gemara had a Havamina, which they rejected, of course, that not only they need Eidus Likiyam Adova by Gittin, by Kedushin, possibly by Yibam, possibly by Chalitza, you even need Eidus Likiyam Adova by an Eishes Isha Zinsa. If the Eishes Isha is Mizana and there's nobody watching, then she'll be Mataris Labai. So then the Gemara rejects it. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. The question is, why not? What's so ridiculous about it? Why need they just came out of it by Gittin Kedusha and not by the Maisa's Nus? So that's a discussion. So the Mishnah Melech raises a possibility that Rab Chaim picks up. Rab Chaim thinks that that's the pshat in the Rambam. Eidus Lekiyam Adova means that you need a higher level of das. By Mekir Chamemka, when you go shopping in the grocery store and you buy a bottle of milk and you buy a box of Cheerios, you don't need Eidus Lekiyam Adova. You give him the money and he gives you the change and you walk off with the bag and you take your merchandise. So you made a Kinyan Hagbah. No one has to be watching. There's no need for Eidus Lekiyam Adova. Why is that? Because Das Mekir Chamemkar is a lower level of Das. But Das Gittin Kedushin, that's a major step in one's life, that you need a high level of Das for that. So to elevate the level of Das, that it should be considered a more serious level of Das, you have to express the Das in public in the presence of two kosher Eidim. If the Das is expressed in public, Eidus Lekiyam Adova, then it's a higher level of Das. That's where Rab Chaim picks up from the Mishnah Melech, and he interprets the Rambam like that. He thinks that according to the Rambam, there's no need for Eidus Lekiyam Adova by Chalitza, because Chalitza doesn't need, Chalitza B'Toyas is good. Chalitza, you can't make it tonight by Chalitza. Chalitza B'Toyas is good. Yibam, yeah, Yibam is Chal, even Balkarcha, even he didn't know what he was doing. Yes, yeah, so then, according to Rab Chaim's interpretation in the Rambam, you should not require Eidus Lekiyam Adova by Yibam. Right. Should not require. That's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. The Binyan Tzion has two tshuvas. Binyan Tzion Bar Bianca Vetlinger has two tshuvas, years apart, the same in the first chelik and then the chelik sheni. The same story happened twice. In Germany, you would think they're so proper, that a man died, he left no children, and then the man's brother had an affair with the girl. She's no longer married to his brother. He had an affair with the girl, there were no Edom. Both stories are the same. He didn't. Machaven l'shem Yibam. Machaven l'shem Znus. So the Kshayla is he kaina. So Yibam is kaina. Be'mi yoinif, be'mi razim, be'mi shegim, be'mi mezid. But he thinks in the tshuva that we pass on aloha that you need Eidus Lekiyam Adova. So he says the Yibam is not kaina. And he still has to do chalitza. Yes, that we wouldn't allow him to do Yibam. He can't give her a get. He has to do chalitza now. He can't give, once he does Yibam, he doesn't have to do chalitza, he just gives her a get. But since he claims that we pass in aloha that Yibam b'li Eidus Lekiyam Adova is not kaina, so therefore you have to give chalitza. That's others will disagree. So the Binyan Tzion has two tshuvas about that aloha l'mais. So once we were talking about the Maisa Shoyi, we just crossed it out from Rav Loza's memory, the second memory. He never said, not ki Maisa Shoyi, not me Maisa Shoyi. But once we're talking, we mentioned about Maisa Shoyi. So the more Taki asks at the bottom, the Chitem Maisa Shoyi, and him Aloy Asrua Taki. How come Dovin HaMelech knew that he was Mezana with the Eish HaSish, with Basheva? So the Pasuk says that a Saito is Asur al Abal, Asur al Abal. It says, Vinitmo three times. And the Mishnah says in Masechus Soita, Mishnah quotes one Tana says, Echad Labal, Echad Laboil, Echad Lachuma. That she's Asura Labal, the Soita is Asura Labal. So Soita Asura Laboil. So David HaMelech knew he was the boil. So how did he marry Bathsheba afterwards? And for the Gemara, two Terutzim. So the first Terutz is, Hasam Einus Haba. David HaMelech was Ma'anasar. So there, she was Materis Labailo. So since she was Materis Labaila, so she's Materis to him as well. That's very surprising, Gemara. He was Ma'anas her. No one's Ma'anas him. So Lucharui should have said that she's Asura to him. It's not fair to say Asura Abaila. She didn't do anything wrong as far as her relationship with her husband. David was Ma'anas her. But okay, we understand why the Saita, why the Ba'ainas, she's Materis Labal. But the Gemara has a chiddush that she's Materis to the Boil as well. Apparently, the Gemara is assuming that the Issa LeBoil has to be a result of the Issa LeBal. That's a lashon in the Mishnah. Kishem she'asur al Abal, kach asur al Abal. Since it was Boina, she doesn't become Asur al Abal, so she does not become Asur al Abal either. So So in the back of the Gemara, they tell you, they give you a reference. There's a Tesis in Soita, Daf Chav Zayin, based on the end of Soita, Masechta Soita Bechlal. Tesis quotes many more passages from the Yerushalmi than another Masechtas. So Tesis in Soita Chav Zayin quotes a Yerushalmi that contradicts this Bavli. Yerushalmi says, if the boil was ma'anis to Eishas Ish, so Hasvor no Senis for sure she should be Asura to him. He did a double Avera. He was ma'anisar. So she's Asura to the Baal, but she's Materis to the Baal. What would have been the reverse? Let's say he thought that this was his wife, and she knew that it's not her husband. So she was Mazana, Eishas Ish, she was Mazana with a man, knowing that it's someone other than a husband. And the man with whom she was Mazana didn't realize, he thought that this was his wife. So for him it was b'shogeg. So the Rishami says she'll be asur al baila, and she won't be asur al boil. The only asur al boil if the boil knew that he was doing something wrong. If he didn't realize it, then she'll be materis there. But to the husband, that depends whether the wife knew she was doing something wrong.
How would she be materis the boil? If Gracie's materis the boil, I'll him. What about her?
I don't know. Interesting question. I think that's what Tosfos quotes in Yerushalmi. So that Yerushalmi is not like the first answer in the Bavli. The question is, maybe the second answer in the Bavli is also not like the first answer. Maybe the Iboy is same, and if you want, you can say differently. Maybe the Iboy is same as Cholek on the first answer, and holds that it's not true. Maybe even if Nenso, she'll be Muteris Labaila, Hidlo Nespasa, Hanespasa Muteris Labaila, but maybe she'll be Asura to the Bur. So that's what Mishlam Melech discusses that. Once you get to the second answer, is that chalak on the first answer or not? Yeah. By Dava Mechur, yeah. That's a different issue. No, Adava Mechua, we have to be choshish that maybe they were Mizana. But you don't ask her Isha al-Baila because of Adava Mechua, because she's already married to the husband, to the boil, she's not yet married. So the Kiyur took place before she's going to marry the boil. So then you can say, Ein de Kiyur, ask her Isha to the boil, but don't ask her the boil. Why don't we say that? What?
That she should be asked to David.
She should be asked to?
David, the Baal. Like, or at least if David, again, the same, if David knows the halacha, if David knows the Tayyadavar,
by Adava Mechur, the Chashash is they were Mezana Berotzen. They were both Mezana Berotzen. And here the Gemara says he attacked, he raped her. So the Gemara says that she didn't participate at all. She didn't want to do it. So she's Kishem Shemateris Labai, Lakach Materis Labai. That's how the first answer goes. Adava Mechur, we have to be concerned. Maybe they were Mezana Berotzen. Maybe both of them were Mezana Berotzen. But your own Asar and Isha, You're not Moitze and Isha Midbaila based on Eide Kiyur. But as far as the boil is concerned, it's like Abasi Yosem. She didn't marry him yet. So in advance of marrying the boil, we say don't allow her to marry the boil. But the husband, she already is married to the husband. So that's Bidiyevit. So you don't ask the Isha Midbaila based on Eide Kiyur, because that's already Bidiyevit. Bidiyevit would make him. As far as the boil is concerned, it's Lachatrila. So we say don't marry the boil. But here, the Gemara's first answer was he was Ma'anasar. It wasn't a Dov and Bechur that it looked like they were both Mizana Berotzen. The Maisha Shoy, the Gemara claim was that he was Ma'anasar. So she was Materis Lebal, so maybe she's Materis Lebal. So that's the question, whether we pass on like the first Loshan in the Gemara. The Shlom Melech has a discussion of the following topic. Let's say you have an Eishas Ish Shezinsa, and she became Asur al Baal, Asur al Abol. Then she's Mizana next month with someone else. So she already is Asur al Abol. From last month, she was Mizana with the boil Rishon. So now when she's Mizana with the boil Sheni, does she become Asura to the boil Sheni also? And maybe you should say, no, the only time she becomes Asura to the boil Sheni is Kishem Shasura Labal, Kach Asura Labal. If this Znus accomplished the Asa, the Isha Labaila, then it Asas to the boil. But this Znus, the second Znus, the boil Sheni, didn't Asa the Isha Labaila. She already was Asura from last month. She was Mizana with the first boil. So maybe the boil sheni, there's no isa boil. He quotes some achrenim who say like that. So, first states are svardish achrenim. Yishlam Melech is a svardish, so he always quotes svardish achrenim. And then they point out, it's like Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Malaf, where it says Beferish, Malaf and Manal, the Boil Sheni, she is Asura to the Boil Sheni. This is all that discussion. Is the Aloche, or also a discussion in Achrayim, is the following case. Let's say a man is Ma'anes, if one should assume, not like the first answer in the Gemara, that if it's Ba'oines, she will become Asura la Boil. She will become Let's say Ba'oines, she won't become. She's not Asura to the Boil, not Asura to the Boil. So let's say she's married to a Kohen, and someone is Ma'anes her. So she does become Asura la Boil because of Zayna. She becomes Asura la Boil not because of Saita, it was Nispasa. She becomes Asura la Boil because of Zayna. Even Baskoin Kisili Ishzar, even Nensa. That's the Mishnah later at the end of the first parak. Ma'isa b'tener k'shiyodol malas mayin min ha'ayin. That's on Yudalan on the base. The girl went to draw water and she was Nensa. She doesn't know who is Ma'anasar. So the Gemara says, maybe she was Nensa by a goy and she becomes Zayna Asura l'koit, even though it's Ba'ayinus. The din of the Hila on Espasa Materis, that's only as far as Saita l'Baila, but as far as Zayna, Nivla l'Pasala, even Ba'ayinus, it's the Mishnah. She also becomes Asura al Kuhuna. She becomes Azayna. So let's say someone is Ma'anis Anashis Kohen, and she has to get divorced from the husband because she just became Azayna Asura al Bailo. Would you say Kishem Shasura al Abal Kach Asura al Abayl? Or do you say no? Kishem Shasura al Abal, that's only for Asura al Abal Mitam Soita, not Mitam Zayna. He was Ma'anis, so she became Asura al Abal because Nivla l'Pasala. Because Eishes Ish Shenensai, the Acher, is considered Baskoin Kisili Yizar. The other fellow is a Zar Etzlo.
Is that a Zonah? The Gemara used the same pasuk as the Drasha. The Hilon is Pat, right? The Yesh Acher Haf Pisha, he's Pat Asura.
Yeah.
So there's no Isser Sota also by a coin? That's just a reference to an Isser Zonah? The Gemara doesn't mean that.
The Pashta says that there's not a Nisa Saita. But the Achrenim discussed maybe there should be a Nisa Leboil. Because he was. The Pashta says not. The Gemara in the end of Kiddushin has a whole Sugya about Isa Chalalisa. Let's say a Kohen Gadol marries a girl who's a Grusha Zayna Chalala and an Almana, all four. So the Gemara says sometimes he'll be loika four times, sometimes he'll loika three times, sometimes he'll loika twice. It depends which Isa came first. If you have an Isa Maisif or you have an Isa Kailo, then you say Isa Chalal Isa. So in the Sugya there, the Gemara says sometimes the Kohen Gadol will be loika four times if he marries a woman who's a Grusha Zayna Chalala and an Almana, all four together. So the Gemara says there, in determining whether it's an Isser, the second Isser is more inclusive than the first Isser. So the Gemara says that Gemara seems to be assuming that the Isser Zayna Lekayin and the Isser Soita Lebaila are connected. That just like Nivla Lepasala becomes a Zayna, an Eishes Ish Zinsa becomes a Saito. So the Gemara says that there's a link between the two, and that makes the Issa Zayna Lekayin more inclusive. It's like an Issa Kailo. It's more inclusive than the other Isur. Let's say the Issa Amana Lekayin Godel. That's only to a Kain Godel. Let's say first she was an Amana. Then she becomes a Grusha. So first she became, a girl was married to someone, and then her husband died. So she's not allowed to marry Kain Godel. Then she marries the second husband, the second husband divorces her. So now the Issa Grusha Lekayin is more inclusive than the Issa Amana. The Amana is only to the Kohen Gadol. Now the Issa Grusha is not only to the Kohen Gadol, it's to the Kohen Hedyon as well. So if the Kohen Gadol will be Boal, this woman, he'll be Lekishtayim. Once because she was an Amana from the first husband, and the second time because she became a Grusha. Usually say Ein Issa Chalal Issa, but the second Issa is more inclusive than the first. So that's Issa Chalal Issa. So then the Gemara says, and then she'll become Nensa. Let's say she marries a third husband, and then she'll become Nensa Tachas. Let's say she marries a Kohen, then should be Nensa. So the Gemara says that the Iser Nachamal, Gemara says the Iser, the Gemara says that there's a connection between the Iser Zayna Lekayin and the Iser Soita Lebailo. That the Soita Lebailo is also a Pchina of a Zayna. So the Gemara says it's relevant in regard to the Dinim of the Iser Chalal Iser over there. But the Pashtus is that there wouldn't be an Iser Soita to the husband if the woman was Nensa. Could be. I have to look in the Gemara. Could be. So that's a shaila. If someone is ma'anes and eishes koyin, and she becomes asu al bailo, if one should assume she's only asu al bailo mitam zayna l'koyin, not mitam soita, we have to look in the Gemara. Would you say kishem shasu al abal kach asu al aboy? Well, no. Maybe the only time she's asu al aboyol is if the isa l'bal is an isa machmas soita, but the isa l'bal is a different isa. The Issa Labal is because of a Zayna Lekoyin, not because of Saita Labayla. So then it could be that there's no Issa Labal. So this is a discussion. Mishnah Melech and Tischei Tshuva and Ebenezer have these discussions. Yeah. So that's, again, so the Gemara wants to know, we mentioned something about the Maaseh Shehayah, but we crossed it out from the memory of Rav Lozzi. He never said a word about Maaseh Shehayah. So the Gemara says, what's talking with the Maaseh Shehayah? Why was David permitted to marry her? He knew it should have been a Shavyanav Shechatech Yisur. He knew he was mizana with the Eishes Ish. It should be an Issa Labal. So the first answer was bonus. It's a big chiddush. The second answer could be that it disagrees with the Talmud HaMaisa. Could be that it holds even bonus. The woman is still Asur al-Abayl. She's Materis Labal, but it could be she's still Asur al-Abayl like that Yerushalmi that the Tosfos and Sota quoted. Gemara gives a second answer. Yiboy Seima. Kehod Amram Shemar Machmeni Amar Rabbi Yenison. What did he say? He quotes the pasuk. Yeah. What's the story? What kind of a get creases did they give? They have the different opinions in the Rishon. So Rashi writes, they gave a get ala tanai, the top Rashi. Shem yom is bal mechama, yehi get miyom ksivasai. So in yom is bal mechama, so what do you need a get for? What do you need to get for? She's going to die, so she won't be an Eishes Ish anymore. So that's what Tosfos says. And the third line in the top Tosfos, the get will only be relevant l'misha ein lo banim v'yesh lo yavam. A young boy, he just got married, he's drafted into the Israeli army, didn't have a chance to spend Shivus Yom HaMishnah with his wife. He's going to get killed. He's going to get killed in the war. And his wife is going to need chalitza. So that's a rachmanis. A young girl needs chalitza ready. She already becomes asur l'koyin because she'll be a chalutza. So if he'll give her a get, she'll be asur l'koyin anyway. But it'll be a nuisance if she's going to need chalitza, let's say. So he does his wife a favor out of love for his wife. He doesn't want her to have to go through the whole rigmarole of having to do the chalitza. So he does her a favor. He gives her a get. And Memele, if he'll ascertain that he's dead, so we'll say she doesn't need any chalitz. So Tosfos says, so how does the member say, Kol ha-yotzel mechames beis David, all of the soldiers always used to give a get? So Tosfos says, Apela dimkein, my kol ha-yotzel, what does it say? Every soldier in the army gave his wife a get. Lo mahani alamisha ein lo banim yesh lo yavam. It's only if he's a young guy, never had any children yet, and he has a brother who will survive him. So then you need. So that's Tosfos kash against Rashi's pshat. But they says you have to touch it up a little bit. The stam over Rashi meant to say was, if lo yachzor, not im yomus. Im lo yachzor min al melchama, he says, if I don't come back after the whole war is all over, so then harezi gitach miyachshe, maybe held prisoner in a prison somewhere for years and years. So he'll get lost. Every war, there are always soldiers missing in action. So in case the wife will be an agunis, he gives the wife a get. If I don't come back within a reasonable amount of time, I raise a gitach miyashav. So it's not a problem of get lachamisa yet. What motivates him to give such a get? Because he loves his wife and he has Rachmanis on the wife. Yeah. There was a whole debate. Some Achronim came up with a Chiddush that's against the Pasuk in Chumash. It says in the Chumash, in the Parsha Machzik Gerushasayim, it says a man got married and then he divorced his wife, came Motzah Ba'erva's Dover, and then she married someone else. Then it says, V'sneyahu Isha Acharam, and the second husband hates her, and he also gave her a get. Oh, Ki Yomaz Ba'ilo Hasheni. Oh, the second husband dies, the second husband hates her, and he gives her a get. So then it says, Adida Machzik Gerushasayim, Yichol Ba'li Rishon Shishilcha, Loshub Lekachta, Achri Asher Tamo. He's not allowed to remarry her. So some of the Achronim came up with an einfall. The only time a get is valid if the motivation to give the get is out of sin to your wife. But if you love your wife so much, you don't want her to have to suffer through chalitza. You don't want her to remain in aguna. So you give her a get in case I don't come back, in case I'll be missing in action. After the whole war is over, in case I won't come back, I read the Gita. Since what motivates him to give the get is avasishta, not sinner, so the whole get is not valid. So against all the Mishnais. It says all over Mishas like that. Many Mishnais like that. A man gives a get to his wife that she shouldn't be skukali of him. So that suggestion is, the pashtus is against the pasuk in Chumash. It's not based on pasuk in Chumash. It's not correct. Can't make up your own drushes. What was the third suggestion? Tazi Kosa, I mean, the time they gave a get, Bali Tanai Klal. From Rashi, it sounds like the Tanai was Miyomas Bal Mechama. It only helps to pata the girl from Chalitza. And Tazi gave the suggestion, maybe the Tanai was different Tanai if he won't return back within a reasonable amount of time. Then the third suggestion was that he gave a get, Bali Tanai Klal. Fine, so we finally completed the memra of Rabbi Loza. What was the original memra? It started on the bottom of Chesem Lidya Amora, Rabbi Loza, from Eretz Yisrael. He said, a man says, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, and she says something ridiculous. If she would say, yeah, I was nenasti, okay, so he'd take her word for it. If she says, it's not true, he wasn't Boalai. He says, I was Boalech, you're lying, I was Boalech, and you're a Pesach Pasuch. So he knows that she's telling a lie. So you can't rely on what she says. So it's a shavi anav shechaticha disur anadov shebiyervo. If it's only one suffix, she's asura labayla. If it says fek tzveike, then she's materis labayla. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, afanana mitanino. Rav Lozer didn't discover America. Rav Loza, this Talmud of Rav Yechanan, Eretz Yisrael, we don't need Rav Loza, we can figure it out on our own. It's a Beferi Mishnah. It's Muchach from the Mishnah, it's like Rav Loza said, that if the husband says, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, Nemer Liyasrola. What's Hafanah Namitin? Where's the Mishnah? Meir HaTakona. Sula Nisus Liyomar Vi. Why? Yom Revi'in Yom HaMishi Loi, my time, because Yom HaMishi Bezdin won't meet until Monday. And you're afraid, the Hashino, my time, Shum Ikruri Daita. We're afraid he's going to forget about it. He's going to be so madly in love with the girl, he's going to forget about going to Bezdin to present his claims, that Pesach Pasuch Matzos. So the Gemara says, well, what is it? What's the significance of his claim? Yesh Lo Tainus Pesulim. What's the relevance? Ulamai, with respect to what? That we wanted to be able to come to Bezdin the very next morning to register his complaint. Ilamai of Luxuba, we're worried if he's going to wait till Monday, then he's going to forget about going to the Bezdin, and then in the future he'll ever get divorced, that he'll die, so he's going to have to pay the full amount of Masai Mzuz, and really he's only entitled to Mayor. So the Gemara says, if he forgets about it, so we'll forget about it also. You have to make a takana to protect his money. If he doesn't want to protect it, so waste your money. So throw your money out. If the issue is, he should come to Bezdin the next day, but he shouldn't have to pay the larger ksuba. We don't have to protect him. So let him give it a larger amount. That's not our responsibility. It must be Ella the Oisraelov. The Bezdin is afraid he may forget about coming to Bezdin. She may be a Soit Asura al Baila. If he'll come and say Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, and Bezdin will say it's a Chatz Sveika, it's a Shavya Napshi, it's Sveika Deraisa Lechumer, You have to get divorced from your wife. So we're afraid of a kuri daito. He may be having such a good time. Shivas mea mishta. Forget about going to Bezna. Forget about the whole story. That it's a sveika deraisa luchama. That he's not allowed to live with her. So that's what we're concerned about. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's what we're concerned about. So the Gemara says, Ila Mesav Lok Sude Mesav Lok. Why should we make a takana to protect the husband that he should come to Bezna right away? He should neman to be mafsid adik suba. If he doesn't care, he doesn't care. So why should we have to protect him? Elala Osra Lov. No, it must be for Isa the Heter. That's the responsibility of the Bezna to see to it that the people observe the Dina Heter and they shouldn't violate the halachas. So they made a takana. Everyone marrying a psula should get married on Wednesday so that they'll be able to come to Bezna on Thursday. And what kind of a taina is he going to taina? The kotoin taina. What taina is he going to come with on Thursday morning? My love, the kotoin taina is pesel patsoch matzosi. Why do they think it's pesel patsoch? Mar says, no, maybe it's taina's domin. Why do they think initially it's pesel patsoch? So Tosis explains, taina's domin is a clearer cut taina. The guy's going to say there was no dam besulim, so obviously the girl is a beulam. So that is probably not going to have a kruri daito. Even if he gets married on Thursday, have to wait till next Monday to come to Bezin. That's black on white. That's red on white. He has the sheet and there's no dam. So that's not going to happen in Kuri Daita. But the Pesach Pasuach, that he's never married before. This is the first time he was ever with a girl. How does he know what he's talking about? That it was really Pesach Pasuach. So then you chashish for Kuri Daita. He may talk it into himself that it wasn't Pesach Pasuach. So then we want him not to forget about it. The Gemara says, "My love, the katoin pesel pasuach. Otherwise, why should you be chashish for a kuri daita?" The Gemara says, "No, you can't necessarily prove in the Mishnah that he's neman on pesel pasuach. Maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about, but he would be neman if he were taina's domin." So here, there's a famous tesis. E lemesav lo ksuba. What was the question here? Why should he question whether Rav Lazar is right or wrong? Why shouldn't he be right? There is a din of Shavi on Apshe Chaticha di Yisur. So the Gemara explained before. The Gemara says, "My Kamash Malan Tanina here, seven lines from the top of Tesla Menal." The Gemara asks, "My Kamash Malan Tanina, is it a Mishnah? I'm a Kiddash Techemeris, Lo Kiddash Tani, Shavi on Apshe Chaticha di Yisur." So what did Rav Loza discover in America? Everybody knows it's a din of Shavi Anavshin. The Gemara says, no. Ma'u detema, I know Medalev, around 10 lines from the top. Ma'u detema hasam vade kimle. Aval hocha making hu dole kimle. Maybe he's making a mistake, Shematoyahu. So Shematoyahu, so even the case that's only chatzofik, is really a sveksveke. Maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. And even if he does know what he's talking about, maybe it was ain't a tachtov. Maybe it was be'oinus. So every case is going to be a sveksveke. So Kamash Malan, that's Rav Loza's Chiddush, that you don't say Shema Toyahu. So now the Gemara comes on Amud Beis, and the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Rav Loza didn't discover America, we don't need him. We know it on our own from the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says. They made a takana. So Linnisus Liyam Ravi, if he has a Tainus Psulim, he should be able to come right away. Tainus Psulim for what? To be Mavsid Iksuba. He'll be Yamat to be Mavsid Iksuba. We should make a takana to protect his money. If he wants to protect his money, let him not forget. But we don't have to make takanas to protect people's money. Let them remember. Must be that it's the Bezin's responsibility to see that people don't sin. So must be Pesach Masuch LaOisra Olof. So you see that you don't say that he's a Toya. So it's interesting. Tosis points out, it's interesting. The Gemara thought that there's a possibility that you don't hold like Rav Loza. Shema, maybe he is a Toya. In every case that we thought is Sofik Echod, Niskatcha B'chusim La'ashal Shonaviyam Echod, of Niskatcha L'koyin, maybe it's really a Svek Sveka, because maybe he's a Toya, it wasn't Pesach Pesach at all. And even if it was, maybe it was Eina Tachtav, maybe it was Oinus and so on. Every case is going to be a Svek Sveka. And nonetheless, this is Gemara knew for sure, that the B'negei Tamamin, if he comes the next day, and he says, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, he can be Maksud Hadamam. I bet you just said, when you get to Yisra the Heter, there's a sex faker. So despite the fact that you have a sex faker, to be Mata the Isha Levailah, you would still be mafsid her the ksuba. That's what it sounds like for Nimar.
He's mafsid.
Right. Right, but she has a sfek in her favor. There's one sfek, maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about, maybe it's Pesach Sosum. And even if it was Pesach Pasuch, maybe it was Zayna Tachtov, or maybe it was Ba'inus. So she has a sfek in her favor. So shouldn't we say, just like you make a sfek at the Raisa Luchumra? But if you have a sfek equal to Kula, so you say sfek Mamayna Lukula in favor of the Muchsuk, but if you have a sfek, shouldn't you say not like a sfeika der aisel chomer? So if you have a sfeika, she should be mitzi mami. So Tyson says, you see from this Gemara that even though there's a sfeika, you're not mitzi mami. Even though there's a sfeika, she loses the ksuba. Sfeika
is a robe, an ultimate
mahanatar robe. Oh, so that could be a good pshat. So Tyson has a kasha, but there's a Gemara vaita that seems to say the fairish that whenever there's a sfeika, she does collect the ksuba. That's Tosis Kasha. Yeah, if you say Svek Svek Mitam Rov, so it should be in Hoch, we Machleg Zravishmo, but they might see Mammon from a Muchzeg based on a Rov. We pass in Rov is not good to Hotzi Mammon from a Muchzeg. So we should have said a Svek Svek. It's no good to be Maitzi Mammon from a Muchza. It should have been like that. So Tosis shows from the Gemara later that you are Maitzi Mammon, even though there's a Svek Sveka. Even though you're not Maitzi Mammon based on a Rav, Tosis says, the Gemara seems to indicate later that you are Maitzi Mammon based on a Svek Sveka. Yeah, well, how do they prove it? The Mishnah has later on, and if you base on the base, Tosis quotes. The fellow says Pesach Pasoch Matzasi, and he doesn't know when she was in some. So he says it must have been Misheras Tani Nanasti. Must be, he says. maybe you were Mazana before. If you marry a Psula, so the Ksuba is Masai. If you marry a girl who's a Bula, so the Ksuba is only Mana. It's much less. Okay. 16 times more. We had the rush. Mm-hmm. If marry a psula, it's masayim zuz of kesef tzuri. To marry a bula, it's meya of kesef medina, which is 1/8 in the first place. That's 1/16 the amount, not half the amount. Significantly less. So the husband says, Pesach pasuch matzasi, and he says, I don't want to pay so much ksuba. Maybe she was a bula when I married her, and therefore she's only entitled to Mana. The Gemara has two shittas here. What's a din if a man marries a girl, he thought she was a psula, and the kitcha becheskas psula v'nimtzas ba'ula. So do you say that it's a mekach tos, he doesn't have to give her any ksuba? He's furious when he finds out about it, that the girl was a ba'ula, why she didn't tell him, and he wants to divorce her. So if he divorces her, do you say he doesn't pay her any ksuba at all? Or they say no, he pays her, he tainas. Actually, Rastech then asked you a mezana. Maybe you were mezana before I married you. When I married you in the first place, you already were a ba'ula. So mikhe mekachtos means mi masayim. He doesn't have to pay masayim zuz because she was a ba'ula at the time that he married her. But he has to pay mana. But he's saying no. Kitche b'ches k'psula. When him says ba'ula is mekachtos legami mashma. He doesn't have to give her any ksuba at all. He has to give her a get. You don't say that it's a kiddushei toyes, that he doesn't have to give her a get. There's a Mishnah later in Ksuvas. Let's say a boy gets married, and every time he dated the girl was fully dressed. Then he finds out later on that she's missing all kinds of organs in her body, and she never told him about it. She's absolutely ugly. So the Mishnah says he has to give her a get, and he doesn't pay her any Ksuvah. Because it's a mekach toyes. The Moria says a mekach toyes, he doesn't have to give her a get. And she said the kiddushin is not chal at all. So why is it, how do you explain that? He has to give her a get, it's not a mekach tois. So why do you say it's a mekach tois when you get to paying the ksuba? So the Gemara has a machlokes amoraim, how to understand the Mishnah. So one pshat is, the get is only needed midrabbanim, and a Torah taki don't need a get. It's mekach tois, it's a kiddushin tois, a major mum on her body. even though he never said a word at the time that he married her. It's self-understood that he wants a healthy girl, didn't want a girl missing organs. So maybe the get is only needed midrabbanim and atar it is a kiddusha tois, and therefore there's no ksubin on. The other suggestion is maybe it's a sofik kiddusha tois. I mean, sofik you say, sofik yisur lechumi, need to get me sofik, and sofik mamona lekula, he's a muchzik on the money, so he doesn't have to pay the ksubin. Those are the two pshatim that the Gemara has. So the same over here. A man marries a girl, mikadosh an isha, he thought she a kitsh becheskas besula. They're filling out the ksuba, they say she's a psula, they sent out wedding invitations. A psula hamahulala, no one ever told him she's not a psula, he thought she was a psula. Then he finds out that she's a ba'ula. So the Mishnah uses a loshen, he, the chos and tainas, he wants to get divorced, I thought she was a psula, now she's ba'ula, mekach tois. So he wants to divorce her. do you say, mekach tois legamri mashme, doesn't have to pay a penny, just like if she's missing some organs, she has a major mum that wasn't aware of. So it says that he doesn't pay the ksuba. So this is also a major mum. The boy thought she's a psula and turns out she's a bula. It's a major mum. He needs a get either midrabbanan or he needs a get misofek. But either way, he doesn't have to pay anything. But he's saying no. When kitcha b'cheska, if she's missing, if she has mumim, so that's kiddushet tois. Mishnah has later on, he doesn't pay any ksuba at all. But over here, Kitsha b'cheska psula v'nimtzes b'ula. So this is a machlokes amoraim. When the husband tainis v'hoya mikhi mekach toz, maybe mekach toz doesn't mean legamri mashma that he doesn't want to pay any ksub at all. Mekach toz for the money. He doesn't want to pay masayim. He doesn't want to pay 16 times as much. He says she was a b'ula, so I don't want to pay that full amount. And she denies it. She says m'sherastani nanasti v'nastachva. So that she says no. At the time that we got erisin. That erisin a year ago, then the nisuin later. And now after the nisuin, he finds out that she's a pesach pasuach. So he tainis, maybe it happened before the erisin. The whole kiddushin was kiddusha tois. And she says, no, it happened after the erisin. And v'nistachva sadeu, so it's your tough luck, and you gave me a ksuba at that time, no asayim, you have to pay the full masayim. So the Gemara has one loshen there. Gemara has one loshen. That it's not a mekach tois legamri, not like a mum. If kitcha b'stam v'nimtzo la mumim, so the Gemara says it's a mekach tois vis-a-vis the ksuba. He doesn't pay a penny. Over here it's a machlokes, but the kitcha b'cheskas psula v'nimtzo b'ula is also like a major mum. He doesn't pay any ksuba at all. You say no, he only pays like a b'ula. He doesn't pay like a psula, but he pays like a b'ula. So Tosis says. Tosis raises a question. Alma, why does he have to pay the money? But there's a possibility. Digaman, what does Tosis say? The Iker Laman, the Meforish Lekamon, Daf Yud Alfam Beis. The Mishnah is Yud Beis and Beis. The more Yud Alfam Beis is commenting on the Mishnah. Mekach toas mi masayim abal mona isla. Alma, what does Tosis prove? Mishum de ba'osa mona havi sex faker by mapsador. Why is there a sex faker? The Suffolk kodim shenis arisa. Suffolk acha shenis arisa. Intim salam acha shenis arisa. Ema ba'oynes hava. Tosis asks, if there's a, he says pesal pasoch matzosi. He doesn't know how to understand it. So the Gemara says if he tainis pesel pasoch metzosi, Gemara says he's them and the hapsidu ksubasa. So Tosis asks, don't you have a sfek sfek in favor of the girl? Maybe she was nivola before erison, and even nivola after erison, maybe it was bainus. The sfek sfek that Gemara has here, and he had to be mata her labailo. Shema. So the same sveka is in favor of the girl to explain why she would be entitled to mana. Why she'd be entitled to mana. She's not entitled to masai. One suffix is maybe she was mizana before erison. So then she's only entitled to mana. She doesn't get masai. When he married her, he gave her a ksuba at the time of erison. Usually you only give the ksuba at the time of Nisun. We're talking, he gave the ksuba at the time of Erison. So if she was Nibala before the Erison, so she's only entitled to Mon, not entitled to Masai. So the Gemara says, the husband comes to Bez and he says, Pesach Matzoch Matzoch, and he doesn't know how to interpret it. It could be Tachtov, could be Enetachtov, could be Bionis, could be Berotzen. So the Gemara says she will be Moteris Lebaila based on the Svek Sveke. What about Hefzid Aksuba? So one opinion of the Gemara is that she, when he Titus, maybe she was Mizana before Erison, maybe she was Nivola before Erison, by Mikre Mekachtois, Mekachtois, Legami Mashim doesn't want to pay any Aksuba at all. Why? Like Nimzo La Mumin. It turns out she has a wooden leg, she has a plastic arm or something. He didn't realize, he was all dressed. And when he took her out on dates, he didn't see her body. A major mum. It's a major mum, so the Mishnah says later. He didn't say at the time condition, didn't say, Rebbe Kodesh Islam and Hashem Allah Alayich Mumin. So in such a case, the Mishnah says, he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. If he wants a divorce, he doesn't pay a penny of ksuba, because Mekach does, but he needs a get. The Gemara gave the Gemara has the kasha manavshach. If you need a get, you mean that it's not a kedusha toys. So why don't you have to pay the ksuba? The Gemara gave the two answers. Either the get is only midrabbanan, mikra din, it's really kedusha toys, you don't even need a get. Or maybe it's a suffix. So suffix is a lechumra. So you need to get mitor is suffix, and mi suffix b'mayna lekula, so you don't pay. So that's over there. So here it's a machlekes. Is this also such a major mum? Kitcha becheskas psula v'nimtzas b'ula. So one opinion of the Gemara is that when the Mishnah says he claims maybe she was a b'ula before Erison, that phrase that the Mishnah quotes on Daf Yud Beis, legamri mashma, he doesn't want to pay a penny of the ksuba, just like Nimtzaleh Mumin, major Mumin, she has a plastic leg or a plastic arm or something, and he's not going to agree to that, so that's legamri mashma, so he also doesn't pay a penny of the ksuba. And Ikalaman, the other opinion is, no, that's not a mum, like missing an arm, missing a leg, something like that. Mekach Tois only means from the money, not from the Masai. Money he does have to pay. In the fight, the debate, the dispute that the Hachasin has with the Kala was, she says she's entitled to Masai, because she tied his Mishera's Tani Nanasti, Menestachlis Adeim. At the time I married you with the Kiddushin, I was a Psula. And then somebody was Ma'anis me afterwards, Mishera's Tani Nanasti. And you have to give me the full ksuba that you gave me at the time of the erison. And what does he say? I don't know. Husband says, I don't know. So there's a svek sveka in her favor. The svek sveka that the Gemara had a nam and aleph is really in her favor. That she should be entitled to collect what? Entitled to collect money. Entitled to collect money. What does Tosfos say? The command of Mefarish Likamon Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis Mekach Tois Mi Masayim Aval Mana Isla. She does collect money. Alma, why does she collect the money? Why don't you say Amoitza Mechaber Olaf Harai? Alma Mishum Deba Osa Mana Havi Svek Sveke Loi Mapsido. Maybe she was Nensa after Erison. Maybe she was Nensa after Erison. Which case Nistachva Sadev, she shouldn't lose anything. She should be entitled to the full 200. That's what she claims. She claims she wants the full Masai. So we don't know whether she's telling the truth. And maybe she was Nensa after Erison, in which case she's entitled to all. And maybe she was Mizana, maybe she was Nensa, Mizana, whatever, before Erison, in which case she's at least entitled to money. So Tosfos says, you see from that mandamar that you might see money from a Muchzav based on a Svek Sveka. The husband is the muchzuk. The one who says mekach tos legami mashma because he holds it's like a mum gadol. Kitchen b'chesk b'sula b'nimtzal b'ula like nimtzal la mumin. The other mandama holds is not considered a mum gadol. But still, it's still an issue of a safek mamayna. Is he mechayiv to give? So she claims, Misher Astani Nenasta, I'm entitled to all. At the time he married her and gave her the ksuba, it was Masai. And then later on she was Nensa and the Stafa Sadev. Even if she was married to a kain, she's still entitled. It's just question and answer, still entitled to the full ksuba. But why is she entitled to the money? So Tosfos is interpreting because she has a svek sveka in her favor. So the svek sveka is good to be moitzi momin min amuchza. The svek sveka is maybe she's entitled to the full 200 zuz. because Mishnah is Tanin and Aspe, that's what she claims. She claims the maximum. And even if the Yodah, and even if she's telling a lie, maybe she was Mizana before Erisin, in which case she only loses money. She doesn't lose everything. So since she has a Sfek Sfek in her favor, she's Motzi Momen from a Mukhzah, based on a Sfek Sfek. That's what Tosis claims they prove in that Mandama. The other Mandama disagrees, says Mekach Tosis Gami Mashma, different reason. Not because you're not Motzi Momen and a Sfek Sfek. Because it's like a mum, nimtzalei mumin. So that's the question, how big a mum is that? If the girl is missing, she has a plastic leg, that's a mum. If the girl was a bula, so she's going to become a bula anyway. So how big of a shanda, how big of a scandalous thing is that? He thought she was a bula, turns out to be a bula. So one opinion was, that's mekach tos legami mashma, that's a mum. The one who holds it's not a mum, so holds she's moitzi the mona, based on a svek sveka. So Tosis sounds like they hold that a Sfek Sfek is good to be Moitzi Momen. Sfek Sfek is good to be Moitzi Momen from a Mukhzah. So some of the Achrayim write like that. Shach wrote the whole Sefer Tokfa Koyim, where he talks about all the dinim of Sofik Mamayna. Tokfa Koyim is the sugya beginning of Bab Metzia, and Daf Hei and Daf Vav. So how do you deal with the Sofik Mamayna? So the Shach there, in the Sefer Tokfa Koyim, quotes Achrayim, who say based on this taste, as far as who say based on this taste is that a Sfek Sfek is good to be Moitzi Mamet, even though a Rav is no good to Hotzi Mamet, Sfek is good to be Moitzi Mamet. So the Shach says he doesn't see how they got it from Taisvis. He thinks that Pshat and Taisvis is different. What does he read in Taisvis? When does a woman lose the Ksuga? So there's a Mishnah on Dafayim Beis. The din is whenever a couple is married, whenever the husband wants to, let's say they fell in love, and then 20 years yet later, they fall out of love for whatever reason. They don't love each other anymore, and it doesn't make sense to remain married, and each one will find happiness with someone else. So they part ways and they get divorced. So it's not his fault, it's not her fault. So the din is whenever it's not his fault, not her fault, he has to pay ksuba. The only time the husband is part of from paying ksuba, that's the Mishnah, Ayin Beis Amin Aleve, Eilu Yotzos, Shalom B'Ksuba. In the following case, the husband doesn't have to pay ksuba if he can ascertain that it's the fault of the wife that they had to get divorced. Husband, the wife is always screaming at the husband, always humiliating him in public, always cursing her in-laws. She doesn't want to go to mikveh. She doesn't want to have any children. Crazy things. She's burning all the food, doing crazy things. If you can clearly ascertain, she walks around in an improper, she doesn't cover her hair, she's half undressed when she walks in the street, she nourishes the baby in public, does crazy things. So if she doesn't, if it's her fault that she loses the marriage, then she loses the ksuba. So the din is, one of the many dinim is, if the woman is mizana during the marriage, then she loses the ksuba. So the shayla is, why is that? Is that because the woman is mizana? So she becomes a Sayyid Asua Bailo. So the husband has to divorce her. It's her fault. It's her fault that he had to divorce her because she was Mizana. That's why. Or let's say Bizbancha Bisamigdusha Yakayim. There was a din, there was a Parsha Saita. So the husband is paranoid. And he says, I'm choshed that you're having an affair with your brother, with your father. The father's 50 years older than her. He said, I'm choshed, you're having an affair with her father. How many girls have an affair with their father? Very few. Big age gap. So the husband says, I don't want you to let your father into the house when I'm not home. She says, you're crazy. And she says, I'm going to do whatever I want. She's not in violation of yichud. There's no issa yichud with your father. There's no issa yichud with your brother. There's no issa yichud. So she doesn't listen to the crazy husband. Sometimes the husband is paranoid. Sometimes he is a meshugana. So she didn't, Alpidin, she didn't do anything wrong. But nonetheless, if Kinei lo v'nistero, then she becomes Sayyid Asu al Abaylo. So Bizman Sebeis Amigdash Ayakayam, she doesn't lose the Ksuba just because she didn't listen to the husband's instructions. The husband said, I don't want you to let your father in the house if I'm not around. So she listened, she said, you're crazy. Okay, I'm going to let my father into the house. So Bizman Sebeis Amigdash Ayakayam, she becomes Asura Baila, but he can bring her to the Beis HaMikdash, have a drink to my mom. She says, I'm going to pass with flying colors. Nothing's going to happen to me. I'm not going to get sick. So she didn't do a Maisa that Asas Abaila. Asas Abaila temporarily. She says, the husband is paranoid. He's a Meshuggah, and I'll drink to my mom and nothing will happen. So Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Shoy Kaim, she does not lose the Ksuba. What about Bizman Shain Bay Samikdish Kaim? Bizman Azeb. The husband says, you're having an affair with your father, I don't want you to let him into the house if I'm not home. So she better listen to him. If he's not going to listen to him, you're going to have kina yastira, even if he is paranoid. Even if he's not mishugan, you're going to have kina yastira. She'll be asura baila in an irreversible fashion. What are you going to say? Build the Beis HaMikdash. Build the Beis HaMikdash and give him to my mama. It's not the order to build the Beis HaMikdash. So bizman shein Beis HaMikdash kaim, if she'll violate his hasra, she did an action that made it impossible to remain married with the husband. So then it's her fault. So that's a shayla. That's the shayla. And then eishesish zinsa, and she loses ksuba. It's beferish in the Mishnah. It's eishesish zinsa, loses ksuba. Is that because it's her fault that they had to get divorced? She was mezana berotzen, and that's why. And what if you have a case of an eishesish and it's a sfek sfeika, whether she's asura baila? So misfek sfeika will say she's muteris labaila. If she's muteris labaila, then there's no reason she should lose the ksuba. Because the shaila, whether she loses the ksuba, depends, did she do an activity that ruined the marriage? So if it's going to be a sfek sfeika, she'll be muteris labaila. So she didn't do anything that asa zala ba. Or should I say no? If the eishes ish is mezana berotzen, she loses the ksuba. Not only because if you mezana berotzen, she becomes a saita asur al-baila, even if there wouldn't have been a din, saita asur al-baila. Let's say the wife walks around half undressed. So she doesn't become asur al-baila, but the husband says, that's not what I wanted. When we got married, it was understood, you're going to dress properly. And she doesn't want to dress properly, so he wants to divorce her. So then she loses the ksuba because she did something improper. So what if it's a suffix, maybe she did something improper? Maybe she was mezana. Maybe the act of being mezana itself is like walking around half undressed, like walking around without covering her hair and so on. So maybe she loses the ksuba not only because she became asura baila. Even if you have a situation where you have a suffix, is the woman asura baila? And we'll say she's muteris labaila because we have a sfek sfeika. We have a sfek sfeika, she's muteris labaila. But maybe she still loses the ksuba because it's a suffix. Maybe she did this act of princess of being mezana, tachas baila. But true, as far as Isa Veheta, sfek sfeika is lakula. But if sfek sfeika is in favor of the woman, lahokel, but maybe sfek sfeika is no good to be mitzi mamon. So that's a Taisus is proving from that case, from Daf Yud Aleph, Daf Yud Beis, when she has a sfek sfeika, she's mitzi mamon from the husband, even though the husband is the muksa. So Taisus. Again, Taisus proves from that Gemara, Taisus Antes on the base, proves from the Gemara Yud Aleph on the base. Again, there was a Mishnah Yud Beis on the base. A man had Erison, then a year later he has Nisun, and then he has Birishan, and his son comes and he says, Pesach Masoch Matzosi. He doesn't understand what it is. He says, maybe she was Mezana during the marriage, maybe she was Mezana in the last year, and she's Asur Al Baila. He doesn't know. So Rab Lazar, so the Gemara says, oh yeah, it's a Sfek Sfeika. Maybe ain't a tachtav, maybe b'yoneh, so she's materis l'bala. What about the ksuba? So that's a machlekes in the Gemara, and she claims, Mishir astani nanasti, I'm entitled to the full ksuba. I didn't do anything wrong, and they were honest me, and I'm entitled to the full ksuba. But the husband does know that that's true. So one opinion in the Gemara is that since there's a possibility that she was already be'ula at the time that he married her, so if she was a bula, kitcha becheskas psula, and him says bula, that is a major mum. It's mekach tos legami mashmi, he doesn't pay the ksuba. He needs a get me suffik, but he doesn't pay a penny in the ksuba. And the other opinion, Gemara, is not so. Even though the Mishnah uses a loshen mekach tos, it means not legamri, not that he pays nothing. That's not such a major mum. Kitcha becheskas psula, and him says is not a major mum. And he does pay meya. He does pay meya. So Tosh says, so why does he pay meya? Why does he pay the mayor? So Tesis and claims because you have a sfek sfeika in her favor as far as the mayor is concerned. So the sfek sfeika is good lahotzi mamon from the husband. The husband is the muhsab. Sfek sfeika is good lahotzi mamon. So the shach tainas against the achrayim. Where did they see in Tesis that a sfek sfeika is good lahotzi mamon? Where did they see? Tesis says it beferish. Tesis said beferish. So the shach says, I don't see that in Tesis. Tesis said a different thing. If an isha is mezana tachas baila, she loses the ksuba because she made it impossible to remain with her husband. Like, she doesn't want to go to mikveh. So what kind of a marriage is it? She made herself into a zoit asur labayla. But if you have a sex fake and she's muteres, it's a nemela. She didn't do anything at asur labayla. So the Shach claims that's all Tosfos said. Whenever you have a sex fake, that's mata the isha labayla. So nemela, she's not asur labayla. So not asur labayla. So there's no reason she should lose the ksuba. So Shari Yosha quotes this, Reb Shimon Krupp quotes this shot from the Shach, from the Tokva coin, and he says, but the Poshet reading of Tosfos is beferish not so. Simple reading of Tosfos is that a sfeik sfeik is good, lehotzi momen. Because the halacha that the woman loses the ksuba if she's mezana tachas baila, it's not because, not only because she did an activity, she ruined the marriage. Let's say the woman would be mezana tachas baila, and it wouldn't ruin the marriage if you have such a hechi timtza. So he says she still loses the ksuba. She still loses the ksuba. That's like walking around half undressed and not covering her head. This is worse. She had an affair with someone else. She loses the ksuba not only because she becomes asura ba'al, she ruined the whole marriage. Even if it wouldn't ruin the marriage. How does he prove that it's true? So Reb Shimon Shkab quotes, he says, look in the Pirush HaMishnah is in the end of Nedarim. All of Nedarim is about Nedarim, except for the last Mishnah. It has nothing to do with Nedarim. The last Mishnah in the Dharm talks about a woman says, I was mezaneh, tachas baili, and we have to get divorced. I'm a soita vadai. So the Mishnah says, in the earlier generation, the Mishnah Rishayna, the earlier Tanaim, used to say, the woman is nemenis to say that I'm a suula baila, and they have to get divorced. And the later Tanaim reversed the psak, and they said, you have to be concerned, shema eineho nosna boacher. Maybe she has her eyes on someone else. Maybe it's not true. Maybe she just wants to marry someone else and she doesn't have them on us. So what's the din in such a case? A woman says, I was mezana and I'm asura al baili. So the Shulchan Aruch only quotes the Rambam, Beli Cholek. That's where Hashem Mishkab says. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos and in the Mishnah Torah, and no machlek is there. The woman said, I was baldin kemeirin don. The woman said, I was mezana tachas baili, so she loses the ksuba. But does she have to get divorced? No, because she's ain't a nemenis. She's not nemenis because Shem Meinel nasna ba'achir. So despite the fact that her haidoas baldin doesn't lead her to get divorced from the husband, husband remains married with his wife, she loses the ksuba. So why does she lose the ksuba? So you see that doing an act of znus causes you to lose ksuba, even if it doesn't ruin the marriage. Even though the Mishnah says, Bezin Shalachri Emarmah, the lady Bezin reversed the psak, she's ain't a nemenis. She's not nemenis to Asa, herself to the husband. But it's Haiduaz Baldin that she loses the ksuba. So you see that losing the ksuba is not a result of her being Asur al Baila. Even if the woman being Mizana did not Asa al Baila, she still loses the ksuba.
What about Inez and Matsavarosha? You don't
miss much of
Russia. She's saying she did something that makes
a... That's a good kasha, right? Tosfos in the beginning of Matzia asks on such a similar case. So Tosfos says, if the woman says she wants to do tshuva now, she says, I was mezana beratzain, and now I don't want to remain living with my husband because it's in Issa, soita is asur al abal. So she's not allowed to live with her husband. So in such a case, when she says, I want to do tshuva, I don't want to continue to live in sin, so we wouldn't apply the rule of Eidon HaMeis Mans Meirosh. But nonetheless, the later Bezdin reversed the Pesach that said she's not Nemenis. Not Nemenis to Asa herself on the husband, but the Rambam writes there in the Pirush HaMishnah is in the end of the Dharm. She is Nemenis to be Mafsir herself to Ksuba. So why does he lose the Ksuba? If she's Materis Labayla, so she didn't do anything to Asa Labayla. So Reb Shimon Shkab says, you see, it's not like the Shach assumed in the Sefer Tokfa Kain, that when the Isha is mezana tachas baila, she loses the ksuba because she ruined the marriage. Even if she didn't ruin the marriage, like all the other things, a woman walks around half undressed, she loses the ksuba. Why? She didn't ruin the marriage. The husband doesn't want to live with her. The husband doesn't want to live with her because she's a prutza. But Al Pidin is allowed to live with her. So here also, woman is mezana with someone else, even if the halacha would be that it doesn't ask the baila, he doesn't want to live with a prutza. So that act of being mezana with someone else, that causes her to lose the ksuba. So here Tosfos says, because you have a svek sveka in her favor, you might see moment from the muchzak, the husband is a muchzak on the money, might see moment from the muchzak based on a svek sveka. So the Shach interprets the Tosfos, you might see moment because the sfek sfek is mata lebaila. Mata lebaila says she didn't do anything wrong. The only reason why an eshes isha zinsa loses ksuba, because she ruined the marriage. And here it didn't ruin the marriage, because you have a sfek sfek alakel. And the shach says that's not true, that an eshes isha zinsa loses the ksuba, even if it wouldn't ask the lebaila. So what does it help that you have a sfek sfek? But still, we have a suffix whether she did an act of znus that should cause her to lose the ksuba. So Taisus is saying that a sfek sfek is good to be moitzi moment from a muktzah. That's the shayla. So the Achronim got it from this Taisus. The Sfarish Achronim got it from the Taisus. And the Shach says that he doesn't think that's what you read the Taisus. Taisus meant to say because the sfek sfek is mata labaila. So Mimela, the hefsek suba is only as a result of making her marriage, of ruining the marriage. See, since the sfek sfek, she didn't ruin the marriage. That's a big machloikis at poskim. By women, yeah. Yeah, the Mishnah says, the woman says, Tamei ani loch, I was mezana. So the original psak of the early Bezdin used to be, the woman says that the husband has to give her a get. And the later Bezdin said, we're afraid she's telling a lie. So all the Rishonim asked, but Shami anaf shechatichat yisura. They all asked that kasha. That's a major kasha. There's a major kasha. There's a tshuva sefer Malbusha Yontef. It happened that he was a Rav in Chaslavich. Rav Soloveitchik lived in Chaslavich for many years. That's where his father was a rabbi. That's one of the few achronim that Rav Soloveitchik was familiar with, because when he was growing up, they had the Malbusha Yontef in the Beis Medrash, because he used to be the rabbi in the community. So he has in Chelek Ebenezer, he has a whole tshuva. In Europe, they used to have a home that was one room. They didn't have so many different rooms. So the husband and the wife and the children and the malamed, everybody slept in the same room. So on one occasion, the wife said she was mezana with the malamed. They were all in the same room. She was mezana with the malamed. Does she become asur al baila? So the Malbusha Yontef was a long tshuva. He goes through the seven terutzim that the Rishonim give on this kasha that you ask. How can the Bezdin Shalachem, how can the lady Bezdin Paskin, that the woman doesn't have to get divorced? What happened to Shavi Anaf Shechaticha Yisur? The woman admits that she was mezana beratzen with someone else. So Shavi Anaf Shechaticha Yisur, you have to tell her she has to get divorced. How can the lady Bezdin say she doesn't have to? So he works through all the seven shitas of the Rishonim, and he comes out that this case with the Malamed, the woman is Materis L'chaladeis. So according to all the Rishonim, Rav Soloveitchik always used to refer to that tshuva. How much the Rabbanim and all the generation would bend over backwards to be Matarisha Labailam, to say to it that you shouldn't insist that a couple should get divorced. So this is a world famous Taisus. The Shach has his new interpretation in Taisus. Taisus never said it. And all the Achronim say no. Pasha Pshat Taisus did say that a Svek Svek is good to be Motzimam, but the Pel is, how can it be? If Roiv is no good, we pass it. Roiv is no good to be Motzimam, Machleg is Rabbi Shmuel. So Roiv is no good, how can Svek Svek be good to be Motzimam? What are you going to say? Svek Svek is better than Roiv. What do you mean Svek Svek? In what sense Svek Svek is better than Roiv? We're not so sure why Svek Svek should be a Roiv. Just logical possibilities on the blackboard. Why is it even a Roiv? We don't fully understand. What did the Rajbi say? Svek Svek or Odif mi Roiv? And the truth was the Rajbi. Why is Svek Svek better than Roiv? That's problematic. Okay. What should we do tomorrow? We should learn some more Gemara. We will, to be determined. Okay.